You're not going to see us. We're going to...
Listen up.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is what goes. Comic book radio theater! Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And get into it. It's late at night. Saturday. CKUW 95.9 FM. And I am here to read you some comic books. Yeah. Got one right here, and I'll have others. All right. This show, you know what? I want to look at comic books that were influenced by toys. Some toy line that was out there felt they needed a comic book and to advertise their product, to promote their product better. So that's what we're going to do. And the first one we're going to do tonight... Okay. Put the comic book down just for a sec. The first one I'm going to read you tonight is Micronauts number 20. This was put into our world back in August of 1980. Micronauts. You know what? If you're not familiar with the Micronauts, a lot of people aren't. It wasn't like a terribly, you know, popular comic book. It was around back in like, you know, late 70s to around the mid 1980s, and a lot of the characters that were on this like super team haven't really been used all that much in comic books since then. So yeah, it's like, don't expect a Micronauts like movie to be out. I wouldn't expect that to happen. All right. So, but you know what? I'm thinking, just to show you what the Micronauts are, why don't I play you a TV commercial that the toy franchise put out there for your viewing, if you thought maybe you'd like to buy the product, or buy the product for someone else, you know, possibly a child. Yeah, okay, let's go to that.
For children with imagination, the world of the Micronauts. Spacemen, robots, vehicles, some with magnets, some with batteries, and all with interchangeable parts, so your child can create dozens of different toys. And when Micronauts start a child's imagination working, he can create just about anything. Toys that climb, toys that spin, toys that float, toys that stimulate young minds.
Look what I made.
Micronauts by Mego.
So there you see it. You could learn something from that. Well, learn this. It's comic book radio theater, and I'm going to read to you right now Micronauts, number 20, August of 1980. And when I need to take my first break for, you know, the lovely voice I have, when I need to take that first break, we'll listen to music that was brand new, fresh and released in August of 1980. You had Pat Benatar. She got the biggest hit she ever had. Big hit here. You'll recognize it the moment you hear it. Pat Benatar. We'll also hear from The Cars. Their song, Give Me Some Slack. Give me some slack. I'm gonna read you a comic book right now. So, speaking of slack, I have yet to prepare my little keyboard that I do this live comic book reading to you from. So, I will do that, and I will fix up the microphones in the right spots, and you know what? There's a lot to read, and there's lots to read here, even small print and everything. So, yeah, I gotta have some time to look at the lights too, so I can read the comic book better. You don't need to know all this behind the scenes stuff, but anyway, I gotta go off. I gotta prepare myself for the latest episode of Comic Book Radio Theater. I read you Micronauts number 20, published August 1980. Alright. Yeah, all you have to do is tell the people out there. This is 95.9 FM CKUW. We do this in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Space glider, Arcturus Ram, Marionette, Aquagear, Bug, Microtron, Cecilia, and Biotron. They come from inner space. Seven champions sworn to free their beloved microverse from the tyrannical rule of the evil Baron Karza. Bill Mantlow presents the Micronauts in Enter Ant-Man. Okay, those are our superheroes, but who is this tale's bad guy?
John! Master of the mutant insects! We'll now add you to his collection, little man!
Odd John is holding Arcturus Rand in his hands. He is going to poke him with a needle and cause him to die. Marionette is hiding behind a grounded microchip Endeavor. She thinks to herself, that madman has mutated Bug, captured the Micronauts, and now means to kill Arcturus Rand. Stephius' shroud. How am I going to stop him?
While by mutant gas evolved your companion Bug into a super insect under my control, it could only render the rest of you non-insect types unconscious. But you are far too powerful, too dangerous for me to allow you to live.
Marionette starts running as fast as she can across the microchip Endeavor. There's no time for me to fetch my glider wings from the Endeavor. I got to call on all my gymnastics training I received as a little girl. Marionette jumps off the Endeavor and onto a wall socket. If I am going to save the man I love.
No!
Odd John has a curious poised over a specimen board. He'll kill him in seconds unless that implement, it looks like a hammer beside Odd John. If I strike it just at the right angle. Marionette runs across a shelf that is higher up than Odd John and his table that he is working on. Before joining the rebellion against the tyrannical Baron Karza on her sub-microscopic homeworld, Some had thought Marionette to be just a proud, pampered princess in that realm. Oh, proud she may be, but pampered? No, time and time again, she has proven herself the equal of any man or Micronaut. Marionette jumps down from the shelf. She jumps on the handle of a hammer, sending it flying up and conking Odd John in the side of the head.
Ah! I did it! I did it! I made him drop Octurius Rand!
Odd John drops Octurius Rand into a pail of red paint. Not only has the mysterious Micronaut Marionette forced the master of mutant insects to let her lover go, but Odd John's head falls down and smashes into a contraption on his desk. She has also knocked him out for that count as well. Marionette looks over the side of the can of red paint that Octurius Rand has fallen into. She sees Octurius Rand.
Octurius, are you all right? You all right? You all right?
Yes, Princess, I'm just fine. If you like the color red, my glider wings, they're all gummed up. Toss me a line, okay? We've got to revive the Acro years and the Robotoids. Then we gotta go and get after Bug and try to find a way to return him to normal. And shortly thereafter, Acro year and Octurius Rand is wrapping and tying up Odd John to a wooden pillar with chains.
Without his horde of mutant insects, Odd John is just a Power Man humanoid.
True, Acro year, but he's managed to transform Bug into an enemy at the head of a mutant insect army.
An army so vast, nothing can stop it. Not you, and not those humans who call me mad.
With good reason, buddy. But we will stop your insects and restore Bug.
Sir, before he gets into trouble.
Do you hurt much, Microtron?
Only when I prime my capacitors, my lady.
All right, Odd John. You're gonna order your insects back here to the barn now. Now.
I couldn't even do that, even if I wanted to. I used that
telepatho-communicator to send orders to the bugs. But, it was demolished when you knocked me into it. There's no way to communicate with them. I can't order them back. Left on their own, the first thing the mutant insects will go after is food.
We'll return to Micronauts number 20 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay. Winnipeg. I forgot to mention. We're in Winnipeg. All right. All right. What ads we got? Oh, I'll give you a clue about what this is. Okay. It's an activity you do, and a lot of times you see this activity at carnivals and circuses and such. What am I talking about?
Become a juggler! Entertain, thrill, amaze! Learn the secrets with complete details in this book, Juggling Made Easy, only $3.65. This beautifully illustrated 32-page book reveals secrets that will enable you to thrill and entertain your friends with juggling stunts. It's Juggling Made Easy. It shows you the secrets so simple that anyone can do it. It's only $3.65 post-paid. Money back if you are not delighted. Prompt service guaranteed. Send $3.65 post-paid to Juggling Made Easy, P.O. Box 1477, Department A, Glassboro, New Jersey, zip code 080208. Become a juggler. Learn the secrets with complete details with Juggling Made Easy, $3.65.
There we go. I will juggle on to the next ad. How about this one? Oh, I'm just going to read it cold and do it right away. If you are a songwriter, I'm a songwriter. Maybe I'd be interested in this. Maybe you'd be interested in this. What am I talking about?
How to write, sell, and publish your own songs. Learn how to write songs correctly, get them recorded, sell, and promote them. Secrets and methods used by professionals. Get information free. Write to Ace Publishing, P.O. Box 1664, Department F, Boston, Massachusetts, zip code 02101. Learn how to write, sell, and publish your own songs.
Okay. All right. Wish I knew that information a long time ago. What we have next here? We have, it's children's toys. The main one is something that you would wear around your waist. It's a toy, and you wear it around your waist. What am I talking about?
New! The Incredible Hulk Utility Belt! This is the belt no would-be superhero can afford to be without. Or, if you prefer, get the Spider-Man, Batman, or Wonder Woman models as well, each with their own kitchen-y gizmos. Each only $5.99. The new Incredible Hulk Utility Belt. comes with gamma radiation detector, self-adjustable one-size-fits-all buckle, Hulk voice modulator, Hulk wrist gauntlet. Only $5.99. Green Goblin approaches. Zap! You've got him in your web. Also available, the Captain America shield shooter or the Hulk fist launcher. Each $2.99. The Spider-Man web shooter. Superhero dolls, all fully articulated with removable and fully washable clothing. Create your own exciting scenes. Available in Spider-Man, the Penguin, Captain America, Incredible Hulk, Superman, the Joker, Mr. Measleplex, Tarzan, King of the Apes, Wonder Girl, Batman, Robin Boy Wonder, and Isis. Superhero dolls, each $5.99. Send your order to Heroes World, Department 558, 66 Morris Street, Morristown, New Jersey, zip code 07860. It's Heroes World!
Heroes World, right on. Okay. I had the Batman utility belt. Yeah. It was good to get on, and you knew you were secure if you had it on. Yeah. MacGyver could do anything with it. Okay. Here is an interesting toy that was back in the 70s. What am I talking about? It has to do with an animal, a very nocturnal animal. What am I talking about?
You'll go bats for Gregory, big bad vampire bat. Put your finger in its mouth and see what happens when you squeeze him. You can look at his see-through belly and watch the red liquid flow. See if your friends dare stick their fingers between his fangs. Wiggle his wings or shake them and watch them flap. He's big, big, big. He's fearsome, fearsome, fearsome. But best of all, he's fun! Gregory, big bad vampire bat, is 8 inches tall with a wingspan more than a foot wide. He's waiting for you at your participating toy store. Gregory, big bad vampire bat by Mattel.
This is what I meant to do. That's what I meant to do, but I failed. And let's not fail with getting back to our story. All right, let's get back to our story.
We now return to Micronauts number 20. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. But we will stop your insects and restore Bug.
We have to find him, sir, before he gets into trouble.
You hurt much, Microtron?
Only when my prime capacitors. Only when I prime my capacitors, my lady.
All right, Odd John. You're gonna order your insects back here to the barn now. Now.
I couldn't even do that, even if I wanted to. I used that telepatho-communicator to send orders to the bugs. But, it was demolished when you knocked me into it. There's no way to communicate with them. I can't order them back. Left on their own, the first thing the mutant insects will go after is food.
There are few places with stockpiles of food large enough to satisfy the appetite of an army. Even an army of mutant insects. But one such place is Food World Supermarket. A mother with her children is with a full shopping cart. Is in the parking lot of Food World Supermarket.
Mommy! Did you buy us ghost toasties?
I must have. I bought everything else.
Approaches, darkening the sky.
For the love of the Lord, Bobby, run!
On the back of a flying ant. He thinks to himself.
So this is the disturbance that made the ants seek my help. A horribly mutated insect swarm. They're scourging the countryside. As a Stark International technician, I, Scotty Lang, I'd be reduced to fighting the swarm with a can of Raid. But as Ant-Man, I think I could stop them if I take out their leader.
Ant-Man sights Bug ahead of him.
Johnny, into the car. Roll up the windows. Roll them up. Roll them up.
I've got to move fast. This swarm is creating such a panic.
But the mutated bug has sensed Ant-Man's presence. And he reacts instinctively, leveling Ant-Man with his deadly rocket lance.
Vixen! No!
Henry Pym. From who? Scott Lang inherited the Ant-Man costume. This is the first time he has ever heard an ant scream. The death wail explodes within his cybernetic helmet. It is a sound he will remember as long as he lives. If he lives. If he lives.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Micronauts, number 20, August, the year 1980.
Time Traveler and Biotron, a walking robot you assemble yourself. Each sold separately. Batteries for Biotron not included. Like all Micronauts, Biotron has interchangeable parts. His feet are space cars. His chest a lunar explorer. You can build toys that move, spin, climb. Toys only you can dream up. Biotron and Time Traveler, each sold separately. By Mego.
Magic mountain, the sun. Train ride to
Are you this evening? I hope you're good. Yes, I do. Hope you're good. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'll be around all night long. Late night, CKUW. I might as well just jump right into it and say,
comic book, radio, theater.
Okay, I've been reading you this comic book tonight, Micronauts, number 20, August of 1980, and just so you will grab the gravity of the situation, these Micronauts, they're from inner space. They're microscopic. They're from that kind of universe. Well, they are in, well, they're in our world, where we're big. We're giants to them, and they got to be careful that they don't get stepped on or something happens to them that's not right. Well, they're going to a grocery store, a supermarket, and tons of bad things could happen to them. Accidents could happen, right? But we'll see where this goes. Ant-Man's in this too, which kind of makes sense that Ant-Man has met up with the Micronauts. Makes sense, because Ant-Man could go really small as well. In fact, I saw the Ant-Man movies. I thought they were really tripped out, really trippy stuff. The effects, the special effects in that movie. But that's neither here or now. I'll tell you what is now. It's me reading you a comic book. Which one? Micronauts, number 20, published August of 1980. As far as new music was released in August of 1980, we're going to listen to AC/DC. They had a huge year that year. We will hear them live in concert from Baltimore, Maryland. Live concert, AC/DC. And more initials for you. We'll also listen to MSG, known as the Michael Snecker Band, or Michael Snecker Group. Their song, Armed and Ready. Well, I'm armed with a comic book, and I'm ready to read it to you. Read it to you more and more and more. Yeah, that's how ready I am. Okay. All right. Actually, let me get ready by finding a little bit of music to play before I get back into our reading. Okay. Do I have to remind you what comic book we're going to read? No. No, I don't. I do have to remind you of one thing, though. You're listening to Late Night, CKUW 95.9 FM. Thanks for staying up the night with us.
Theater Odd, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Mommy! The Babs, they're diving on in! Into the car, Johnny, into the car! Roll up the windows, roll up the windows!
I've got to move fast. This swarm of mutant insects, they're creating a real panic.
But the mutated bug has sensed Ant-Man's presence. And he reacts instinctively, leveling his deadly rocket lamp.
Vixen, up!
No!
No!
Unlike Henry Pym, from which Scott Lang inherited the Ant-Man costume, this is the first time Scott Lang has heard an ant scream. The death wail explodes within his cybernetic helmet. Ant-Man is slammed to the parking lot pavement and bounces off underneath a parked car. It is a sound He will remember as long as he lives. If he lives. Meanwhile, back at Odd John's barn.
You don't have a prayer of beating my mutant insects.
We don't have any choice, bad man. It's the only way we can save Bog. Micronauts, let's go!
Go!
And with its sensors locked onto Bug's altered brainwave patterns, the microship Endeavor soars towards the distant Food World supermarket.
Where?
Ant-Man is recovering from unconsciousness, lying underneath a parked car.
Man, it feels like the Scotch guards have played a tattoo on my head. Whoa. And here comes another one of my faithful ants. No more smug heroics from me. I won't sacrifice another ant's life.
Ant-Man communicates with his fellow ant.
Beat it, Blitzen, beat it.
Go home now.
Leave the mutant insects to me. And...
Huh?
What?
Ant-Man has just noticed the microship Endeavor fly by.
It's a real tiny ship. That tiny ship is soaring into the supermarket. Maybe these mutant insects are of alien origin. I gotta go after it. And with these super springs I built into my boots, they should do the trick.
And at that moment, the mutant army insects reaches the door of Food World Supermarket.
Holy bee! The sliding doors are opening by itself, and a swarm of bugs is flying in!
The supermarket custodian tries to shoo the insects away with his broom.
Shoo! 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 Go on! Get out of here! Say, I never seen a bug like you!
Bug, the mutated insect, is right in front of this supermarket custodian. And blasts him. The custodian goes into a pile of cans. The supermarket clerk's scream gives rise to panic.
What's wrong?
They're wasps! They're killing bees!
I believe we've located Bug, Commander. They're humans. They're crowding out just one door. They're crowding out one door while the other one remains closed.
Leave it to me, Octurius. No Earth portal can withstand a well-aimed thurum burst.
Marionette takes a thurum gun and blasts a hole through the glass door.
Bouncing from car to car. Ant-Man crosses the parking lot.
The panic's spreading like a wildfire. Sooner or later, the police are bound to show up here. But probably not before things really get out of hand. Correction! Things are already out of hand!
Ant-Man stands at the door of Food World Supermarket, astonished at the chaos that he sees going on inside.
Pressure mat. It's closing automatically. I've got to activate my boot springs now. I gotta leap in, hit this roll of toilet paper just right, use it to springboard, propelling me at the insects. Ah!
Ant-Man is caught in the mouths of one of the mutated insects.